All right, good evening, guys. This is Fortune Edwards, and I welcome you once again to the Inference. All right. I hope things go smoothly this time around. So, like I said, we did a walkthrough in our previous episodes from a money mindset to relationship currency to purpose. And now, today's episode, we're basically discussing process. All right. I apologize for starting a bit late. This is very, very unusual. All right. Basically, what this episode is about is a process you go through, you know, from where you are to what you want to become. All right. And I remember I said one of the problems we millennials and Gen Zs have is that our strength is our weakness. All right. We've been brought up in an environment whereby we were raised with technology, which is definitely a great strength, but it's also a great weakness to us because we're raised with something that responds in predictable ways, all right? That when we just apply something by touch, we expect an instant or instantaneous result, and that's not actually how the world works. So when we're not put in unpredictable situations where we cannot control, we don't do well because we expect people to respond like computers, like digital devices, all right? We do not do well. People respond in unpredictable ways, okay? And building a process is not like just, you know, posting a story on your IG or posting a picture on Facebook or whatever, where you just put it on instantly, you just see it everywhere and people are liking and commenting and all that. No, it doesn't work that way. Building a process is intentional. It's not like just building an app or one thing. And one major problem with us is that we see people after they've arrived, okay? We're not willing to see that whole process, that behind the scene, that back end, okay? For developers and programmers, that back end, we're not willing to see it. We don't see them when they struggle. We don't see people when they struggle. We don't see them when they go through the process, you know? We just be like, oh yeah, I want to be like this guy. I want to be like this. I want to be like this, you know? Like I said, missing out on the process that people take is like witnessing just the end of a war. Probably you just start seeing the war when the war is almost coming to an end, and then you're like, yeah, I love wars. You're celebrating people who won, right? You miss out on those times when a whole battalion was slaughtered. You miss out on those times when they had to go through rigorous training to attain or to get to where they are right now. You miss out on those times when they shot a gun and probably they ran out of their mag on their bullets. You miss out on those important things. You can also be likened to, you know, watching a football match when it's coming to an end, like I said. All right. You miss out on, okay, for example, now you're watching a football match whereby one team is leading the other about 3-1. Okay. What happens? Let's say you come in during the 80th minute and you start watching the match, and luckily for those guys that have one goal, they now level up and then equalize and boom, they win the match, probably 4-5 to 3. All right. You miss out on those times when they were down. You miss out on those times when they had to go back, research, realize, come back, fall apart, come back again, you know, before they eventually had that win. You miss out on when things were not well for them. You miss out on the process. All right. Or it's like watching a boxing match. Most of us, you know, you see boxing matches, and sometimes the person you expect to win is not the person that actually wins. Now, come think of it that you came in towards the end when that person that eventually won was beaten and battered and, you know, had his face swollen up. Okay. I remember there was a particular fight. Let me not go into that right now. But there was one fight whereby the winner actually looked like the loser. And they were like, if this is the winner, imagine how the loser would look like. And that kind of thing. The loser might look all well and fine, smooth face. But you miss out on the times when the person that eventually won was getting beaten up and all of that. And that's how it is for most of us. We miss out on the process. Okay. It's like just witnessing part of the struggle, not the whole struggle. You miss out on days when those people you think you want to be like, you miss out on the days when they could not eat. You miss out on the days when they could not feed their family, when they could not do things that they wanted to do, when they could do nothing good for themselves. Okay. And then just came in when they were blown, when they probably had YouTube channels, or when they were blown on Instagram, or when they were showing on TV screens, or when they were buying their Lambos and all that stuff, and you're like, yeah, I want to be like this. Yes, fine, it's good to aspire to be like these people, but are you ready to go through what they went through, the process? You know, you want to leap through all of those no's that they got, all the rejection they had, and just jump up to that yes. And yes, you want to live in their moment, all right? You're forgetting that it is those no's before the yes that makes them what they were. Like I said, it is the strength you gain from your failures that makes you strong enough to stand up to your success. All right? You miss out on those times when you fail. You miss out on those times when the God knows. And then when you get the no, you are like, oh, yeah, I give up. That's not how it works. And you're like, yeah, I don't think I can do this. Okay? You miss out on the important part. Like I said, all right? If some of us who aspire, you know, to be $1 million handlers and all of that, if you are handed over $1 million or a multi-million-dollar company to handle, most of us will fumble, will fail at handling it. I can guarantee that, right? Why? Because we missed out on those things, the process we need to be able to handle these bigger things, right? It is the things you learn along the way to your destination, right? Your purpose that actually make you wise. Right, wisdom is made out of the stupid things you did before you got wise. Right, so those things you think were stupid, those things you think were not the right thing to do, those things you think were not helping you, those are the things that actually made you, that actually helped you become who you are at the moment. Right, wisdom is made out of those things, those stupid things, those foolish things you did before you got wise. That is actually what makes you wise. All right, the strength you gain, now always hammer on this, the strength you gain from your failures that makes you strong enough to stand up to your success. All right? It is these things. All right? Come think of it. Now, the fact that I'm saying this doesn't mean you have to spend 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, before you attain what you want to attain or before you make it. But no, the point I'm making is you don't just go from thinking a thought to just living in the thought or realizing or making the thought realistic. No, there's a process in between. I mean, couples don't just overnight do their stuff and then in the morning they just see a newborn baby in their arms. No, there's a gestation period. It's a 9-month period, right? Now, this is the process we're here to talk about. Okay, it is those lows, those times of the lows. It is what you learn during those lows, okay, that teach you how to rule when you're on the highs, all right? So, tonight, for the next... time is fast spent. For the next 20 minutes, I'll be talking about the things you need, okay, during this process. The things that help you, that will guide you in this process. First off, number one thing, stop looking for the golden bullet. All right, stop looking for that. There's this word we call it in Forex, for that holy grail, all right? Because trust me, it does not exist. And that is one thing a whole lot of us, a whole lot of youngins have refused to accept, all right? You don't just wake up one day and boom, you are made. No, there's a process. The golden bullet or the holy grail that you're looking for is you putting in the work every day for years, okay? Not necessarily years, but for a long period of time. The goal is consistency, okay? That holy grail is consistency. That thing you think, oh, you can just hear one thing and then boom, you just apply it and that's it for you. No, it's not like some magical Instagram ad, you know, like the way most of these Instagram marketers portray. It's not like there's one particular Instagram ad you just watch and boom, you know, your business becomes a multi-million dollar business, or probably a 200,000 naira conference to attend on the island, or 500,000 naira conference for one day that you attend on the island, you know, and you have some motivational speakers motivating you. Trust me, no matter what they say, it still boils back or goes down back to you doing and putting in the work. All right, it's not going to happen overnight. So stop looking for the golden bullet. Stop looking for the holy grail because it doesn't exist. The only holy grail is you putting in the work. And the truth is, many people do not want to put in the work. Many people do not want to put in the work. All right. Second thing, create actionable goals. All right. Actionable goals. What are actionable goals? Goals that you can actually put to work. You know, you see some people, you ask them, okay, what are your goals? I will not be dwelling on this goal part because that was everything talked about in the last episode. Purpose, right? You see some people say, oh yeah, my goal is just to make a ton of money, probably millions. Yes, it's nice. You know, I just want the that vibe. I just want the money to achieve, you know. It's actually nice, but yeah, that should not be your goals. You know, sometimes we wonder about you set these goals and you keep wondering, okay, why have I not made this? How will you make it? How? Your goals are not actionable. Your goals have to be actionable, okay? And trust me, not only actionable, they have to be motivating, all right? What is your big life purpose? What's your big life purpose? Your goals have to be actionable. Yeah, fine, you need money, but the question is, how do you get this money? What do you do to get this money? Not just setting goals that, oh, yes, I just want to have money. I just want to be rich. You know, you take out your notepad, scribble things down, how you actually attain this thing, All right. Yeah, you can even say you want to make money, but you have to specify about it. You can say, okay, maybe stuff like, okay, yes, I want to make $100,000 by December 31st, 2022. And how I want to do this by investing in probably cleaning the oceans or mopping the oceans, or, you know, I'm just citing examples, but set actionable goals, okay, and be specific. Trust me, this is going to help you through your period of process. This is going to help you very, very well through the process, through that span between when you think about the goal and when you actually, you know, realize or actualize those goals. All right, so those are two things. Now, number one, stop looking for the golden bullet. Okay, the only golden bullet is you actually putting in the work. All right, secondly, create actionable goals, realistic goals, specific goals. All right, third thing, now this is one thing I'm going to dwell on very well, because it is one thing with this our generation really, really fought in. All right. And what is this thing? Third thing, stop looking for validation. Stop looking for validation. Now, this is the biggest problem of this generation, actually. It's like the biggest problem. You know, trust me, you'll not find validation in people around you. You will not find. And that doesn't make them bad people, you know, because a lot of people actually also want your validation for something, but you're not even giving them that validation. Does that make you a bad person? No. But the fact is, you hardly find validation in people around you. Trust me. Sometimes it might even be your parents or your siblings. You know, that idea you have, that idea you believe, oh, this is the idea. They may not support that idea. Okay. Everybody does not need to actually approve your ideas. Okay. Before you go for it. Like I said, it might even be your parents. Don't let outsiders cloud your thinking, cloud your ideas. Right, nice. It's good to take the opinions of others, but you still have to be focused on what you want to do. All right, to stop looking for validation. This is one major problem we have in this generation. You know, you have an idea, and the first thing you do here is run to social media and post it there, expecting people's comments. And you know, fine, it's nice to get people's opinion, but you do not now dwell on that. You know, when you now see people's comments on that thing, you now start drawing back and, you know, slacking from that goal, which is very, very tragic. Right, stop seeking validation from people. Stop seeking validation from people too on your ideas. Don't let outsiders cloud your thinking. People always think you know what's best for you, trust me, but only you know what is best for you. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you should neglect people's advice, because you cannot know it all, but then you are the convener of that idea. It is your idea, right? So do not let people drive you into thinking your own opinions are no longer necessary, because some people are now heavy on seeking people's validation. Trust yourself a bit more and realize that you know what you are doing. All right, every single one of us is smart. Every single one of us is smart. Just that we have refused to tap into that smartness to some extent. All right, so first off, stop looking for the silver bullet, the golden bullet rather. There's no holy grail anywhere. Put in the work. Secondly, create actionable goals. Create actionable goals. Thirdly, stop looking for validation. Stop looking for validation. Now, the fourth point is a very important point. You know, I was browsing through, or was it scrolling or whatever? I was on Instagram yesterday, and that was where I got this. I saw a video, and then they mentioned something, and I quickly scribbled it down. Said, I forgot who said it, but he said, don't get so hung up on where you'd rather be that you forget to make the most of where you are. Learn to enjoy where you are. Take a break from worrying about what you cannot control. And what is this? It is simply start living your dreams. All right. Now, a whole lot of us think being successful in life just happens as a magical moment, in a way, by you just all of a sudden, boom, you know, we think you just wake up and then boom, you're successful. No, it's not like a magical moment where everything just changes instantly. You know, it's a process. So you can actually start living that dream. All right, you don't have to be too bothered or worry too much about the whole end point. Right, it's a little moment in between. This little moment, they matter a lot. Moments when you're happy, okay. Moments when you're really soaking into things, right? The truth is, you can actually experience this moment even if you're currently doing like a 9-to-5 job, okay. come think of someone who runs an online business, okay, and probably you also have an office job. I mean, you have the evenings to yourself. You don't have to wait until probably you've made a ton of money and then you now retire from that job before you now start living in your dreams or living in your moments. No, you have evenings to yourself. You have weekends to yourself. You can start plugging things in. Or maybe you want to be a digital guy, digital expert, and you're working 9 to 5. You can talk to your boss and be like, Alpha, can I work remote for a few days, or you know, that kind of thing. You don't have to wait till everything all materializes, because it's not going to happen that way. This is not voodoo magic, right? You know what you are thinking, and you have to want it. You have to want it. The truth is, unless you take those baby steps, you won't really know whether it's something you want or something you think you want. And there's a difference between something you want and something you think you want. Something you think you want, you are still unsure about your conclusion, all right? You won't, until you take these steps, you would not actually know, okay? You can still start trying to figure out a plan on how to be successful, entrepreneur, even while you are still at your 9 to 5, okay? Now, I'm not saying you should stay at your 9 to 5 if you're not doing well or something, but the goal is, even while you are not where you want to be yet, you can start experiencing or start working towards being where you want to be. You can start living out your dreams, right? Don't get so hung up on where you'd rather be or where you want to be that you now forget to make the most of where you are right now. Make the most of where you are, all right? So that's the fourth point. First point, stop looking for the golden bullet. It doesn't exist. Golden bullet is you putting in the work. Second point, create actionable goals, realistic goals. Okay, like I said, we talked heavily on this in the last episode, purpose. That's what it was all about. So you can go back. It's definitely on the media of this Telegram channel, and you find it all there, purpose. But a 1 hour long discussion, not just myself, we had other people, you know, in the podcast contributing, making reasonable contributions. All right, so stop looking for validation. Like I said, you don't just go about looking for validation, wanting people to approve every other idea. It doesn't work that way. Fourth point, start living your dreams, you know, start building your expertise, stop blocking yourself, start doing things, right? Don't get so hung up in the moment that you just lose track of everything. No, you should not. All right, now fourth thing, okay, which is also something very heavy, is that you need to understand what mentorship is. A lot of people don't know what mentorship is. Trust me, you see a lot of people running around saying, oh, I want a mentor, right? Mentorship is fine, okay? There's nothing wrong with mentorship. In fact, I was scrolling through Instagram last week, and I saw an ad. I think I even posted a link to that post on my WhatsApp story, and I said we should go and view it. It was a video of, I think, Pastor Bolaji, where he was talking about what mentorship is, and he used a scenario. He was standing on an elevated ground, and there was someone lower, and he told the person to try to climb up, and the person had problems climbing the elevated ground. But the moment he stretched up his arm and helped the person up, right, the person was able to climb very easily. That is how mentorship is. You know, you have someone up there who just assists you. You still put in the work, but the person is just providing you an assistance or just fast tracking you. But no, most people don't even know what mentorship is. When they say they want a mentor, they are talking about someone who will do all the work for them. That's what many of us want now. These millennials and Gen Zs, this our generation, we just want someone who can do all, who will do all the work for us. Okay, being someone who trade forex and tutors people on forex, I've had some students, you know, who just come to me and they want me to just do every single thing for them, and it doesn't work that way. Mine is to show you how to do these things, just figure out how to do these things such that it suits you. That's why in trading we call this thing trading style, you know, trading system. A way of trading that suits your type of person, because everybody cannot be the same. We know some people out there just want you to, you know, give them every single detail, those nitty gritty, those tiny details that they can actually work out for themselves, and then they'll be like, yeah, I need a mentor, boss. Can you mentor me? No, I cannot. All right. Many of us don't even know what mentorship is. Mentorship is not having someone do all the work for you. Mentorship is just having someone show you the way to, you know, making things clear for you. But you still have to put in the work. Now, think of you eventually becoming successful, you know, Wait, one says, would you not like to post or mention that, yes, I own all of this, I did all the work, all right? Would not want to do that. What if you not have someone do all the work for you? Trust me, there will be a limit to what you can see, even to what you know, because you definitely do not even know how the process was, all right? You need to realize that the best thing about having a business or being financially blown is about doing it your own way, creating it the way you want. And if you get a mentor, you know, to help you make decisions, it's basically like having a boss oversee your work. So you start to lose that freedom that you actually want. Okay, that's why I'm not too into mentorship. Mentorship is fine, yes, but there should be a limit. Okay, if you don't take ownership of your wins and your losses, you will never really get that, you know, that aha, that feeling of yes, I did it. You'll never get that feeling. I don't even know a word for that, but you'll never get that feeling if you don't own up, right? We never learn from your mistakes, because first of all, they were not even your mistakes. It was someone else's mistakes if you have someone do all the work for you. And that's actually what most of us in generation want. Okay? You're going to make bad decisions, trust me. But you're also going to make some great ones. Alright? But yours is to actually own up and understand what mentorship is. So that's what this point is. Understand what mentorship is. Mentorship is not having someone do all the work for you. Mentorship is just having someone probably guide you or lead you. But not someone doing all the work for you, which is what some people actually want, you know. So take note of this point. These five key points are actually going to help you in during this period, okay, this span between when you where you are and where you want to be. All right. So first off, stop looking for the holy grail. Like I said, stop looking for that golden bullet, that, you know, one shot. Won't you? No, it doesn't work that way. There are going to be many failures along the way, right? Secondly, create actionable goals, goals that you can actually put to work, not just random stuff. Actionable goals, right? Stop looking for validation. This is a very heavy point. Stop looking for validation. A lot of us spend time wanting other people's approval on our own ideas. Stop looking for validation, right? And then the fourth thing I said was, what was it again? Start living your dream. Don't get so hung up in the moment that you know. Don't get so hung up on where you'd rather be that you ignore where you are right now. And you don't even enjoy. You forget about enjoying where you are right now. You have to make the most of where you are right now, right? No matter where you are, you can start working toward what you want to be. Like I said, it doesn't just happen overnight. Right. So for those of you that can't, I mentioned something. I said you do a couples or people don't just do stuff, you know, male and female don't just do stuff overnight and then boom, they wake up and they have a baby in their arm before the morning. No, there's a period, there's a 9-month period, there's a gestation period, there's a pregnancy period. That process is very important. And that's the process a whole lot of us want to ignore. We choose to ignore that process, right? Lastly, I said, understand what mentorship is. Do the work yourself. Don't seek for people who do all the work for you. And then any mistake that actually comes up is no longer your mistake. It's now their mistake. And how do you learn from other people's mistakes? Yeah, you can, definitely. But there's a place of personal experience in these things, right? So this is it. This is the process, guys. This is the process. It's a process. You have to be intentional about all these things I mentioned. Yeah, it's a process. I can see this crazy interaction on the platform. And we're done. So if you know you came late, you can always listen to the recorded version of this call. All right. Once tomorrow morning I'll drop it. Okay. I see Tohiba has been doing a lot in the chat. Says strength you get from your failures. It won't make you strong. Okay, you said you didn't get that. Okay, so I'll recap on that. I say it's the strength you gain from your failures that makes you strong enough to stand up to your success. So success is that strength, all right, you gain from your failures that makes you strong enough to stand up to your success, right? Okay, I see Toibo was just, you know, highlighting what I was saying. Stop looking for the golden bullets. Create actionable goals. Stop looking for validation, right? And fantastic contribution from TM option. You said there's a difference between a mentor and a tutor. Yes, there is actually. There is basically. So yeah, this is the point where we'll have people who want to make contributions. You know how to do it. This is an podcast. It's not just me doing all the talking. So if you know you want to make a contribution, this is the point where you raise your hand. Or probably you want to share an experience, because all of us are still in the process. Myself, I'm still in the process, right? I'm still in the process. So you want to share. Sorry for that break. Like I said, you want to share, something that's happened to you during your own process of waiting. You can just raise your hand so you have about 5 minutes to speak. Like I said, we'll be ending this one quite early, this episode quite early, because there's a few things I want to talk about towards the end. Everybody's mute. Who wants to make a contribution? I see someone has been typing in the chat box for a while. Sophia has been typing in the chat box for a while. Whatever it is, we'll definitely get hers before we end this. Okay, yeah, so we have Ayo. All right, guys. So before I omit Ayo to speak, Ayo has been a very fantastic guy. He was part of the people that was in the process of planning this fantastic podcast, The Imprint. Yeah, he had a lot of contributions, when I made decisions that were not so right, he was there to correct me and all of that. And he has been very fantastic. He's a Forex trader, he's an economist. He's so many things, honestly. He's a content writer, crazy content writer. So we'll have Ayo speak in a moment. Yeah. So Chief, I've unmuted you. The floor is yours. Please go ahead. Okay, so after Ayo, we'll have Onoja Helen speak. Ayo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much, Fortune.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Fortune. Introduction. I hope you can hear me.
Definitely. We can hear you.
Thank you very much. Actually, I've this is the first online session I'm catching live. I've not been around, but I've been following the recorded session, and I must really say that you're doing a great job. And seriously, the value that you are delivering. I'm not sure we really understand the words, and I pray God will not let us understand know the words, but that God will help us to put these things that we are learning into practice. Because just like an important point that you made, you said we should take actionable goals. The truth about life is that no matter the sweet words you hear, no matter how sweet the words are, no matter how solid the words are, no matter the notes you take, if you do not put them into actions, those words are as good as if they never existed. If the words that you are hearing day by day, if they don't get translated into actions, it is the same thing as if you have never heard it. Because your actions are the proof of the words you have heard. Your actions are what proves to the world, the people outside, your family members, your friends, they don't know that you are listening to these words now. But it is when you put them into actions that they know that, oh, so this person listened to this word. The same thing also too with your goals and your purpose and whatever process it is you want to achieve. It is until you take those goals and you convert them into actions, and you begin to act those actions, that people will now be like, oh, so this guy actually had this goal. Otherwise, the goal will just exist only in your head. and in an invisible realm that only you can access. But until you bring that goal, make it into actions, there will just be no change. Like it will make no difference to the people around. It will make no difference to the world, make no difference to even your life. It will only be entertaining you on your head. And we as youth, we need to stop living in the realm. We need to stop living in our minds. We tend to live in our minds a lot. We need to begin to live out in the world those ideas that we have put in our minds. We need to begin to summon the courage to live it out. So basically, we need to create actionable goals. My point is that your goals, your plans that you have, that they're in your head or maybe you have written out, starts from somewhere. There is no place that is too small to start from. There is no place that is too small. And permit me to use an example in the Bible. When God wanted to bless Abraham, he told him, from the place that you are, he said, lift up your eyes as far as your eyes can see. But he started from the place that you are. God wanted to give him as far as his eyes could see, but he had to start from the place that he was. So also, that goal you have in mind, that business you have in mind, whatever it is, we need to learn, we need to imbibe the courage to start from where we are. Are we going to fail? Yes, failure is part of life. Failure is part of, in short, it is a necessity in life. And successful people have come to understand this. Even in forex trading, I think the traders that eventually become successful are those that accept failure as part of the game. So also in life, failure will come. You will fail at that thing, but eventually you will succeed. So why try? Because if you don't try, if you don't put your goals into action, there will be no success at the end of the day. It will impact nobody. So failure will come, but you need to overcome that fear of failure. There is nobody that will motivate you. We are very lucky that we are in a group like this, and we have someone like Fortune to provide this platform for us and all that. Yeah. But the true work will be done by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The true work will be done by yourself. Exactly. The true work has to be done by yourself. And you know the catch about it. The earlier you start the work, the better. Because everything will happen in the process of time. You cannot skip it through. You cannot say, okay, I have plenty of capital. I'll just speed up the whole thing. No, things will take its time. A business that you ought to use 5 years to build or 10 years to build will take that 10 years. Whether you have plenty capital, you have plenty staffs to start with, or you don't have,
there's a process.
Exactly. And an enterprise that you're supposed to fail maybe 5 times before you now get your foot on it, you must pass through that process. So the earlier you start, the quicker you face those challenges, the faster you rise on your feet, and the quicker you attain your goals. So guys, in wrapping it up, not to take all of our time, I know I've exceeded my 5 minutes. Basically, I just dwelled on the point that Fortune talked about, creating actionable goals, and I could go on and on because that actually touched me. And I've noticed that a lot of youths, we tend to stay in the realm of I will my mate, see this, see that. We keep desiring and keep dreaming. We stay in the realm of the flesh, like what we want to, but what we never gather that courage together, that strength, that inner strength to do. So I want to challenge us tonight, like that. We should that goal start something, no matter how small it is, start something. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ayo, fantastic contribution from you. Fantastic contribution. Fantastic, fantastic. So I think we had Helen Onoja wanting to speak. Helen, are you still there? So I'll be unmuting you in a moment.
so we can hear from you. So Helen, the floor is yours. The floor is yours. Go ahead. It'd be fantastic if we have you make your points very quickly. I always would love to hear from you because you tend to say things that make so much sense. All right, so the floor is yours, Helen. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
I hope you guys can hear me.
So I'm trying to make reference to the question Tibbat asked in the comment section. But he said, how can someone be able to resist seeking validation? The truth is, I've seen a lot of messages here, and they do make sense, but like, validation in what aspect are you talking about? So I want to pick validation in like your profession or something you want to start doing. And it's not like you're not good at this thing. You know you are good at this thing, and no one can tell you the truth is in this life as it is right now. Nobody can tell you the truth other than yourself. You know what you are good at, and you know what you cannot do. You know what your might can carry, and you know what you can't. So nobody can tell you better. It's you yourself that will tell yourself, yes, I can do this, and no, this is my limit. So validation in the aspect of the things we want to do. Take, for example, me wanting to open up a salon now. And then I go to meet this person and say, I want to open up a salon, but do you think I will excel? Do you think people will patronize me? Do you think I'll be good at doing this thing? And then the person says, there are a lot of salon here, and you are just starting out. That's a very negative validation you're getting from that person. And do you even know how to make this thing? Or do you know how to do this thing? And no, just to resist things like that, just put it at the back of your mind that I am good enough. I am good enough and I can do this thing. So nobody can give you like a better and a positive validation other than yourself. You know your worth, you know your might, you know your strength, you know.
Yeah.
So you should be the one to validate yourself. Even exactly. Though we ask for validations, maybe indirectly or directly, but you shouldn't use other people's validation as a yardstick for you validating yourself personally. That's all I have to say. This night.
Fantastic contribution from Helen. Fantastic. And I can see that there's a whole lot of discussion going on in the comment section. And it's actually very exciting. I'll be reading all of that out before we go off. So I think we had Tohib wanting to speak. Tohib, are you still there? Are you still there? Tohib is a... Tohib is actually a very, very active contributor in this podcast. So we have Tohib to speak. Tohib, are you there, ready to speak? The floor is yours. I've unmuted you. Please go ahead. Good evening.
Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. I actually wanted to ask a question, and Fiesty, you man, and Ellen responded to the question. The question was, how do you resist seeking validation from people? Now, I'm trying to talk. I asked that question because of my personal experience. I think the worst kind of people I don't like to generalize issue. I've always said this because every issue is unique and has unique circumstances. For example, my own circumstances, I think it would be wrong for me to seek validations from my family members because I feel it's discouraging, very, very discouraging. Do you understand? And I have people that I talk to, like my friend, for example, Diamond. For example, a few friends of mine, the one that came to my head right now is just Diamond, because Diamond is has been helping me a lot very these days. I think validation seeking is relative as well. Some people, their family members would give them very positive validations about themselves, about their life. Some people is their friends, some people is the community they serve and all of that. So I just asked that question because of my experience, and I think everybody should seek validations from where they will get positive validation. Even if someone is criticizing what you are doing, they should be offering solutions. Like Fiesty Human said, if they are not offering solutions to what you are trying to seek validation for, then, and it's all negative, then I think we should avoid it. So that's just what I wanted to say.
All right. Fantastic. Very fantastic contribution from Tohib. I'll still be reading everything that's happened in the comment section. All right, so those who listen to the audio will not miss out on anything. But before that, do we have anybody who wants to speak again? Although we are already overshooting time, this is a minute to 9 p.m. But we understand that. So I do not mind if we overshoot time. All right, since we don't have anybody willing to speak, about validation, unconsciously, unconsciously, we need validation from others, apart from trusting what we can do. Sometimes we see ourselves asking our parents, close friends, questions like, is this thing good? What am I good at? Are you sure you like what I'm doing? A tutor puts you through, we seek validation from tutors. I believe not everyone will agree with that. We ask our tutor certain questions, but we won't tag it as seeking validation, but it is indirectly. Then he puts us through. A mentor is that person that we see ourselves in. We want to follow the path of that person. That's my two cents. How to resist seeking validation? Just don't get attached to it, especially when you ask and you get negative response. Fantastic. Try as much as you can to check the negative response to know where it is coming from and why. Yes, that's criticizing it. Yeah. And if that negative response doesn't come with a solution, that person definitely just hates what you do and probably hates the fact that you can do. The best thing is to trust your instinct. First, gain ground. So if you need validation from anywhere, it won't get to you. You will still need validation from outside, but don't make it a habit. Exactly. That is the point. For Instagram, a writer, don't forget the public read your work. So you need validation from people to know if you are in the right path or not. Don't forget to filter the validations and pick the one that you can hold. And I think Toy was satisfied with that and said, thank you so much. This really helped a lot. You're welcome. I think the kind of people one should avoid seeking validation from are one family members, parents, siblings, especially the way things are for them. I asked that question because of my experience. Well, let me respond to this quickly. I would not say you just stereotype your family members or siblings as people who give you negative validations. No. Sometimes they might actually be the one to give you that push you need, you know, for something. But like Sophia said, like Facey Human said, don't make it a habit. It's when you make it a habit, seeking out people's validation, when you make it a habit, that's when it becomes bad and it actually affects the process. Okay, she even responded. She said, oh, I understand. Do what works for you. Your parents or siblings may not be the best people for you to seek validation from, but you have friends, teachers. It's all boils down to you. Tohiba, I super understand you. And with yourself, if you get negative responses from them, let them be. Go to where you get positive vibes and negative responses with solutions that will help you. Yeah, this is like going back to our relationship currency discussion. You get. Now, Bernard had a fantastic contribution there. He said, the fact that someone said no doesn't mean you should stop. Okay. And then fantastic conversation went on. Say yes. Also, sometimes what we are doing may not be for us. Exactly. That's why we figure out ourselves every day. We need each other to tell us the bad and the good. Just pick the ones that will add value to us. Then TM option said, I agree with this. A mentor will always have the time and attention you require from them. They point you towards the direction, but you put in more of the work. That's how it should be. It just actually pays more attention to your growth process. Exactly. Sometimes, even without seeking validation, your family can confuse you. Very, very correct. Yeah. Fantastic contribution from everybody. Thank you so much, Ayo. Thank you so much, Helen. Thank you so much, Sophia, Bernard, TM Sean, Tohib, everybody that contributed, every single one of you. fantastic contribution from everybody, to all of you present. We have come to the end. We were supposed to round up by 9 p.m., but you know, we didn't start on time for issues that were beyond my control. And we should be rounding off in a moment. We're done with this section, but I just want to say something for a few more minutes. All right, so this is basically what Imprint is all about. Yeah, we have some people with us for the first time. And Imprint is simply a weekly podcast where we discuss issues that concern our growth in our finance, business, and investment lives. All right, also our personal life. We started from having the right mindset, the money mindset. You know, what is called the growth mindset, fixed mindset, and every other mindset that will help or deter you. I will move on to relationship currency, explaining where you need to have people around you, okay, that offer you value and all of that. You can listen to all of this. They are all in the media section of this channel. And then we'll move on to purpose. And now we're talking about the process. All right, next week, something very exciting. But before that, I just want to officially invite you guys on Saturday. I have actually been selected as a speaker for a very big event. Furyk Institute of Business and Finance will be having a discussion on Saturday night, 8 p.m. And as I was saying, I expect all of you to be there. All right, very nice if I have all of you there. So once the necessary information is out, I'll post it on my status, WhatsApp status, and here on the Telegram channel. Alright. So it's been a fantastic night. It's been a fantastic night. See you guys in the next episode. I remain Fortune Edwards. Cheers.